This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't think I'm wrong about Hugh Jackson, do you? And secondly, Baskin did bring up something important in that interview, despite all of my stupid stories about my dog. We did get down to business. John Dorsey was hired so fast, there is no way that they followed the Rooney rule. They didn't interview anyone. They fired that guy and hired John Dorsey same day. They have to be in trouble. They have to be. There's got to be something, a fine or a draft pick they lose for just completely blowing off the rules of the NFL. You have to do it, and they didn't do it. That's all there is to it.
Now, they clearly must have talked to him before today, obviously, and which I believe they were allowed to do because he's not currently employed by anybody. They're allowed to talk to him before today. You're right. You would have to think that. I mean, they let go of Brown this morning, and several hours later, all of a sudden, they have a new GM. I'm sure they're going to tell you some story about how they talk to other people behind closed doors, whatever, but it sure doesn't sound right.
Jason Lockenbauer said they've been working on a new GM for several weeks, but that doesn't answer the question, did they interview anyone else? Which sounds to me like
Might have, maybe. Yeah, I mean, who knows? If they've been working on it for several weeks, is it possible that they talked to some other people that currently aren't employed? I guess.
So while the guy was still their GM, they were going behind his back having interviews for a new GM?
You got to remember something. This is the same group of people that we've been talking about for the last 2 weeks completely botched this Tennessee volunteer coaching situation. So, are you surprised?
Are you surprised that Sushi Brown is not the new coach at Tennessee?
You know what the weird thing is about Sashi Brown, who they got rid of this morning? I thought he actually made good trades for the Browns. I thought that the deal he made for Osweiler to get an extra pick, the deal for Collins, there's maneuvering was good. It was just almost like he just obviously didn't know players, but he knew like what he was doing to get them cap space and to acquire them draft picks. It seemed like he knew how to do that stuff, but just didn't know the player side of it. So why not just keep him if he was doing that right and get somebody who then knows players to go with him and not guys
pro
like
Pro player personnel
and then
guy.
Get not guys like Dee Podesta who are also, you know, computer analytic guys. They're not
Explain to me how a baseball guy, honestly, how is a baseball guy?
How about the fact that he's in L.A. on conference calls?
That's bad enough. I already brought that up. But how is it that, seriously, do you trust a baseball guy with your football decisions? Seriously, like, he knows baseball players. Now you're telling me he knows football players, too? Like, when did he have time for that? Seriously, does anyone have anything? Coach Zimmer, do you have anything to say about that?
I mean, I think because sports have become so like sabermetrics and analytical, they think they can just cross over between different sports. And I mean, it's, you know, to be honest, I think you need a talent evaluators more so than you do analytics.
Do you believe that though? I do not buy that. That you can just cross over into different. What's next? You're going to tell me the NFL GM is going to run the hockey team? It's not happening. Trust me.
Yeah.
What's next? How about Sashi Brown gets the new job as the GM of the new Seattle NHL franchise? I mean, what's next? Seriously.
No, you're right. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Seriously, am I wrong about this Hugh Jackson? When is someone just going to have the onions to say it? He's done a terrible job there.
I tried defending him a little bit to you last night, and I thought about it more today. And even if you have a bad roster, like, shouldn't you just find – if you're a good coach or
what's
a decent
coach –
what's
so bad coach, about their roster?
You're right. Well, they have some holes.
Njoku. Now they finally have Gordon
Garrett,
back.
Garrett's played well.
Garrett.
Kizer's
I know Collins had
Kizer
surgery,
wasn't ready.
Right?
I told you this last
Kizer
year.
Wasn't, but
Kizer
they,
wasn't ready.
But they thought he was. These are the geniuses that have been running the team, including the quarterback whisperer.
Duke Johnson's a good player.
Love Duke Johnson. What's – I mean, seriously, what's
Peppers.
Wrong?
Peppers.
Joe Thomas. I mean, what's wrong with the team? Tell me, like, why are they winless?
We just said enough names where you would think they'd find a way somehow to win 2, 3, or 4 games. I mean, a donut.
Do you remember last year when we bet on the over 5?
Oh, my God.
We didn't even come close to it.
No, that was bad last year.
They were so bad, I wouldn't even bet on it this year. I was scared to bet on
it. I almost went to it again this year.
The over?
Yeah, the 4.5. I was going to try it again.
That at this point, that's virtually impossible, is it not? There's 4 games left.
It's 4.5, I believe. They can't get it over.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.